Well, let's take our Bibles this evening and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. As I have been seeking the Lord concerning what new book of the Bible might be most beneficial to teach through on Wednesday evenings in the weeks and months to come, I've decided to start a journey through the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms. So why turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 if we're going to start a series through Psalms, you ask? Because in the brief time we have together this evening, I want to use 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 as a springboard in providing us with a brief introductory message on why I feel studying the Psalms are worthy of our time and attention. So if you're taking notes this evening, the title I've given this lesson is Why It Is Beneficial to Study the Psalms. Why it is beneficial to study the Psalms. I've listed six main reasons why I believe this study will be of benefit to us. And looking to the words of 2 Timothy 3:16, I want us to recognize first that it is beneficial to study the Psalms because the Psalms have been given to us by God. The Psalms have been given to us by God. Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And the word inspiration here means to breathe out. Paul specifically referring to the Old Testament scriptures, which includes the Psalms, is declaring that God in His divine purpose and in His divine will has divinely inspired the authors of the Psalms to write only that which He desired to preserve. Which means then that all of Scripture, including the Psalms, are to be treasured by the Christian. And this means that the whole of God's Word is authoritative and worthy of our time, attention, and consideration as far as its words and implications. It's been given by God. Now, I know we know this theologically, but I think it's helpful for us to pause and reflect upon it realistically. The book we have before us, in the book of Psalms, has been given to us by God, the Creator of all things, the one who gives life and breath, the one who not only makes us but sustains us. He has given us the Bible and the book of Psalms. Let that settle in for a moment. The Psalms have purposely and precisely been placed in the Scripture by God, not by men, not by church councils. And this leads us into my second main point, which is the Psalms have been given to us by God for our spiritual benefit. Notice what Paul says following his initial statement, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture has been given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Don't miss the significance. The Scriptures have been given to us by God, not to store away and keep hidden as some luxurious treasure that is without any practical purpose or significance. No, the Scriptures have been given to us by God to teach us, to exhort us, to warn us, to comfort us, and to cause us to know who God is and what He expects of us. And listen, you cannot benefit from the Bible as God desires unless you read it and study it. So that being said, we need to be familiar with not just our favorite portions of the Bible, but all of the Bible. God has given us the whole Scripture so that we might know Him in salvation and so that we might grow in Him in the process of sanctification. I know we have particular accounts that we are drawn to. We are particularly drawn to the story of Adam and Eve and Noah and Moses and Daniel and David, and David going against Goliath, and the Gospels and the miracles that happen in the Gospels. But God wants us to know not just those particular stories, but the whole of Scripture as they're given to us by inspiration of God. All Scripture, as I've said in the past, is profitable for all Christians at all times. Let me say it again. All Scripture is profitable for all Christians at all times, throughout all ages. That's what Paul is telling Timothy here. All Scripture has been given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Profitable to who? Only pastors? Since this is a pastoral epistle? No, it's profitable to all. To the pastor, yes, but also to the one the pastor is teaching, to all Christians. A.W. Tozer says, quote, "We must not select a few favorite Bible passages to the exclusion of others. Nothing less than a whole Bible can make a whole Christian." Nothing less than a whole Bible can make a whole Christian. So if we are to be mature, complete in the faith, then we need to partake of every fruit and vegetable given to us in God's Word. Not just one. There are spiritual supplements, spiritual vitamins that are particular of help to us as we search out every book of the Bible. So point number three, why is it beneficial to study the Psalms? It is beneficial because, point three, the Psalms are all about Christ. The Psalms are all about Christ. As we study the Psalms, we are going to find that this one book is an explosion of prophecies, shadows, types, and figures of Christ. In the Psalms, we read of Jesus' person, we read of Jesus' character, we read of Jesus' office as prophet, priest, and king. In the Psalms, we read of Jesus' ministry. In the Psalms, we read of Jesus' betrayal and death. In the Psalms, we read of Jesus' resurrection and exaltation. So to put it simply, the Psalms declare to us the gospel. In the Psalms, we have the good news of what God has done for sinners. Don't limit the gospels to the gospels. Yes, the gospels tell us of the life of Christ and his death, his burial, his resurrection. Yes, the gospels focus in on Christ as the priest, Christ as the mediator between holy God and sinful man, but we need to understand that it is all of Scripture that speaks of Christ. It is all of Scripture that speaks of salvation and how we can be reconciled to God. And the old authors used to treasure this dearly in their heart and mind. They used to say that there's a scarlet thread running from Genesis to Revelation, and that scarlet thread deals with the promise and prophecies of Christ coming, and then His coming, and then His coming again. The whole of Scripture speaks of Christ, and that includes the Psalm. May we never forget that the entirety of God's Word is all about one person. It's all about one theme. It's all about Christ, and it's all about salvation. Jesus declared in John 5:39 that the Scriptures testify of Him. Out of His own lips, He said, "The Scriptures are about Me." And we see this also on the road to Emmaus as Jesus comes to these men on the road to Emmaus. Luke 24:27. We read there in that text, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He," Jesus, "expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself." So the central purpose of all Scripture, including the Psalms, is to cause us to know God, to cause us to know Christ, to know Him as He is revealed in salvation, and then to know Him as our closest friend. Point number four. The Psalms demonstrate what the Christian life consists of. Why study the Psalms? Well, the Psalms demonstrate what the Christian life is all about. Said another way, the Psalms teach us the wide-ranging realities of circumstances and emotions that you and I meet with in this life. If there's one book in our Bible that gives us a transparent view of Christian people living in a world filled with sin and the consequences of sin and disappointment and heartache and betrayal, if there's one book that shows us the struggles that we face in this life, surely it's the Psalms. I think it's safe to say that every emotion that humans experience are found in the Psalms. In the Psalms, we read of godly men being fearful. Godly men, faithful servants of the Lord, being frustrated and despondent. In the Psalms, we read of God's choicest servants mourning for sin one moment and thirsting after God the next. In the Psalms, we read of Christians dealing with illness, physical pain, discouragement, temptation, and depression. And the practical ways in which we as believers and as Christians can persevere through such difficulties. So God shows us the reality of disappointment and trial and trouble, but He also shows us the way out of that disappointment, the way out of trial and trouble. So the Psalms meet us exactly where we are, and the Psalms help us to respond to God in an attitude of faith and in an attitude of reverence. Point number five. The Psalms teach us what praising and praying to God is and looks like. Why study the Psalms? Because the Psalms teach us what praising and praying to God is and looks like. And if there is one area we always need constant encouragement, guidance, and prodding in, I think it's to say that it is the area of praise and prayer. And if we are going to see what a praying man looks like, if we're going to enter the prayer closet of godly men, it's got to be through the doorway of the Psalms. And we're going to see that the Psalms are a hymn book of praise to God. It was Israel's ancient hymn book. And within this hymn book of praise to God, we have the utterances of prayer sprinkled throughout it. So it's my pastoral desire that these two elements of prayer and praise will be grasped in our study and then immediately applied in our time of collective prayer. And my hope is that as we reflect upon the transparent praise and prayers of the psalmist, that we will be so affected by them that it will help us in our communion with God, both individually and collectively. On our Wednesday night services, one of our main purposes in meeting is to pour out our hearts to the Lord in prayer. And what better book to spark that flame than the Psalms? To go and hear how men have poured out their hearts before the Lord, and the Lord has been so gracious, and then take what we hear and apply it in our prayer meeting. And then finally, point number six, the Psalms will help us to understand other parts of the Bible. The Psalms will help us understand other parts of our Bible. And Matthew Henry tells me that the Psalms are quoted more frequently in the New Testament than any other Old Testament book. And if this is true, then I think it's important for us to read and to study as a church the Psalms so that we will understand the Scriptures and so that we will interpret the Scriptures as God intends. The best interpretation for Scripture is Scripture. The best interpretive key to unlock other truths that seemed locked up to us in the Scripture are the keys given to us in Scripture. So this will help us to understand other parts of our Bible and our study of it. So let's review the points one final time. Why is it beneficial to read and study the Psalms? Number one, the Psalms have been given to us by God. Number two, the Psalms have been given to us by God for our spiritual benefit, so that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that we might hunger and thirst after Him. Number three, the Psalms are all about Christ. And so in our study of it, we will come to know our Savior more intimately. And number four, the Psalms demonstrate what the Christian life consists of. We'll be able to relate to the psalmists, and their cries and their trials, and their fears and frustrations, and how God can see them through. Number five, the Psalms teach us what praising and praying to God is and looks like. And then number six, the Psalms will help us to understand other parts of our Bible. So Lord willing, we will begin our journey through the Psalms next week as we look at Psalm number one. And the way I calculate it, with there being 150 Psalms in the Psalms, and there are 52 weeks in the year, as I subtract then Wednesdays of special meetings and guest preachers, it will only take us somewhere between 3 to 5 years to go through this series. So buckle up. This will be a long series. And I would just ask that you would pray with me that this series would be profitable to each and every one of us individually, profitable for us as a church, and that God in His grace would help us to treasure not just the Psalms, but the whole